If you've been able to be at 10 Mass here at St. Peter's the last few weeks, you know we've kind of been working our way through kind of a mini-series, I guess, on stewardship. 3 weeks ago, I preached about time. 2 weeks ago, I preached about talent. Last week, I preached about treasure. And today is kind of a wrap-up of all of those things as we continue our stewardship renewal process where each of us examine like our gifts back of how we are contributing back to the church, either financially or with our time and talent. And so today I'm going to be a little bit shorter in my homily, and I'm after communion, I'm going to invite a couple up to be able to speak a little bit about their journey, their path of living out stewardship. So, with our gospel today, there's no coincidences, and this gospel is an incredibly important one as we look at the widow, right? The widow's mite. And, you know, there are so many people in the gospels that over and over and over again, Jesus is working miracles, and he's multiplying loaves and fishes, and he's healing blind and cripples and lepers and all this stuff. But Jesus is constantly telling people, you're getting it wrong. You're looking at things simply from the natural world, from the human perspective. Like Peter, when Jesus said, hey, I'm going to be crucified. And Peter's like, no, Lord, we can't let you be crucified. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do, right? Constantly, this constant challenge from Jesus to reevaluate how we see things. And I think today's gospel is one of those examples of Jesus challenging us to reevaluate. The widow who puts in two small coins. And all these rich people are coming, and they've got their big chests full of gold, and they have their you know, the servants blowing trumpets in front of them. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm making a big, huge contribution. Just so you know, I'm giving a lot of money. Check this out. Look at me. I'm really, you know. And Jesus, it's just interesting. He sat down opposite to the treasury and observed. Just imagine him in his ministry. There's a treasury, imagine like a little slit in the wall where you put in your coins or whatever. And he just sat across and just looked at and observed people as they brought their gifts. And this widow put in two coins. Didn't move the needle, did not pay for the sacrifices of the temple or keep the lights on, so to speak. But she put in more than anybody else with those two coins. Again, Jesus challenging us to re-examine the way we see things. Do we see our stewardship simply in human terms? Or do we see things the way that God sees them? I would dare say that it's a crime. It's a crime against God's goodness for us to undervalue, to dismiss the gifts that we have been given. And so many times we think we don't have anything to offer, and so I just won't even try because I've got nothing to give. Everybody else has something better than what I have to offer. And I think the lesson for us in all of this is to offer what you have to the best of your ability. That's why I would say, like the little drummer boy, I have no gifts to bring, but I've got my drum, and I'll offer that. I think the little drummer boy, the Christmas song, I think it's a perfect song of stewardship. I will offer what I have. Brothers and sisters, do not discount the gifts that you have, even however small it might seem to be. Because God sees things through a different lens. May we be generous in sharing our time, talent, and treasure in love of God and of our neighbors.